You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A company of British regulars is squaring off against a small but determined group of colonial Minutemen. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Most every year on Patriots Day, the third Monday in April, there's a reenactment of the first skirmish between the Redcoats and the Revolutionaries on Lexington Green in Massachusetts. This year, the reenactment has been canceled due to the pandemic. But here's a taste of what the event was like when I recorded it years ago, starting with Paul Revere riding in to warn that the British are on their way. For those who participate in the event as reenactors, this is an important day.
Don't be surprised. You stand there with a musket in your hand, and you know you're one of a bunch of farmers. And you know this musket may or may not fire. You're standing out there, and you see these guys that you know just licked the hell out of the French 100 years ago. You see them deploying. You see those bayonets there, and somewhere or other, automatically, you begin walking back, even though you know it's play acting. It's a very, very serious thing.
You can find videos online of the reenactment at Lexington Green and experience the famous shot heard round the world. We'll hear more about Patriots Day in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.